from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Just one of those sweet, sexy sounds to play into your ear. 96.5 The Fan Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
Look at you with that.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to do this for 14 years as well.
That ain't going to get you there.
Okay. How many times do your kids try to learn how to ride the bike? You're not going to learn that.
Yeah.
That's why they're hanging at the top of the garage ceiling. I love to learn how to ride a bike. Happy 816 day.
Happy 816 day to all.
Eric Hosmer will join the show here in about 10 minutes. Legendary Royals player, also Digging Deep podcast, Eric Hosmer. Those have been great.
He's getting the good guests. He must have connections.
I was having a discussion real quick. Last time, my roommate, solid guy, good guy.
It sounds like a half-assed compliment. Now.
No, good guy. Okay. He's family. His whole family's family. In fact, he met you at my party at my buddy's Red Door Wine Store. He's like, kind of had an awkward engagement with Bob Fesco because I didn't know it was him because he just listens. He's never seen you.
Yeah, why was it awkward?
Because you were at the counter and he was right behind you and he was like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, that's Bob. And I was like, he just, you know, talk to
I'm
him.
A normal human.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? He's like, I felt kind of bad because it was awkward. We kind of passed. I was like, Brian, you're all right. Don't worry
Fine.
About it. I was like, Bob's a good guy. But no, the Hosmer, we were talking about this last night, and Hosmer might be the next big face for Major League Baseball's like entertainment factor.
Well, they need to utilize Eric Hosmer in that realm. Yeah.
He's popular. Yeah. He's well liked.
Yeah.
And I was telling him, I was like, I could see him taking over for like Kevin Millar's show, like on High Heat or whatever show he does. Cause him and Peter Moylan on that Digging Deep podcast are fantastic.
Well, Moylan's as entertaining as they come.
He was so funny. Right? Yeah. I remember when he was still a Royal and he was in the locker room and he was quoting the Roger Clemens. He was quoting the Robin Williams skit when he was talking about golf on the stand-up. And I just looked over, it was off the record. I was like, one of the best skits in stand-up history. He's like, you know about that, right? And I was like, yeah, dude, it's great. He's like, yeah, Robin Williams, man, classic. I mean, that's my best I could do for an Australian accent.
Right.
But Hosmer is definitely branded in the 816, and we move on to our next 816-913-586-7965. We do the three most iconic KC buildings. I start with the Nelson Art Gallery, the Shuttlecock.
The Shuttlecocks. Yeah. Is the building iconic or are the Shuttlecocks iconic?
I think the Shuttlecock's probably what you see first. Right. It's like right there and it's larger than life.
Yeah.
I always thought it would be a great, I think that's where you if you ever are out with the family and you want to get professional photos done.
It's a good
having
spot.
Having like a little picnic right there, showing everybody in love with each other at the same moment. Mm-hmm. Like also would be, I think, a good spot to get engaged.
Okay. Are you giving us a little preview?
Come on.
All right.
Come on. Walk before you run, Bob.
That's true.
But Nelson Art, I think that's one of the most iconic buildings in Kansas City. I think there's a lot of times. And look, when the Chiefs play on Thursday night and, 3 weeks from yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're less than 3 weeks away from football, boys. We got 20 days.
Insane.
The membrane.
There will be B-roll, obviously.
Yep.
And I guarantee you the shuttlecock will be in the first quarter, maybe the first 5 minutes of the broadcast. That'll be one of the things because that's just iconic.
Right.
Taking my fiance there this weekend.
Really?
Oh, you're going to show her the shuttlecocks?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you, man.
Definitely going to show her the shuttlecock.
You making any pork?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
For sure.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Show her the shuttlecock.
Show her the shuttlecock. Pork of the fiance. Way to go, man. I got one pork chop left if you want it. Can reheat in the air fryer. It'll be very good
for her. Don't like to take other men's pork.
So. All right. Yeah. That's fine.
You never pork another man's pork.
That's fine. But when you go to a tailgate and somebody's got the pork for you, you take that pork. Yeah. I'm going to Ralph's house tonight. He's porking.
Mmm.
Woo.
Never met a bad Ralph.
Ralph's the best. Wait till football season. We tailgate with Ralph. Come over and have some fun during the football season.
Another one that you will see Thursday night because it's iconic, the World War I Memorial Building.
Yeah, yeah.
That was awesome. Remember when we went out there and they had the what was it, the red flower, whatever those flowers.
The poppies.
Yeah, the poppies. Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah.
I drove out there night one and I was like, maybe I'll be, early ahead of the crowd. Not a chance.
Yeah, it was awesome.
There were so many people out there. It's such a great scene. Like I remember going to the draft or the parade the first year they won the Super Bowl and I was with Nick Price and we walked from his place in Westport and walked up to the World War I Memorial and it was like, there's thousands of people walking with us. But then we came down that iconic hill and it was just like the sea of red and I had to go meet my dad and he had to go meet his friends and everybody else. And I was like, well, this is where we part. Hopefully we make it to our destination because it was just so cool to see that. And of course, the next iconic building in Kansas City, when you go down that hill, is Union Station.
We have such a beautiful skyline in Kansas City. I don't think people realize how gorgeous it is. It is 10 times better than the St. Louis skyline, right? I know they've got the arch over there and whatnot, and that's cool, but their skyline sucks. Like, our skyline is very picturesque. I think it's one of the more iconic skylines in the United States. Obviously, you've got New York, and you've got Chicago. I mean, L.A. kind of, sort of, but man, Kansas City now, it pops off the screen. When you get that shot from the KC Scout, out and you look down and you see Union Station right there, which is the most iconic building. I was talking to some people actually about Union Station yesterday, about how they almost tore Union Station down, right?
Steak. Like,
and then there was a movie that was made, Kansas City, and they featured Union Station. Like, oh my God, we got to save this building. Like, it was close to being torn down,
right?
Union Station is the center of everything that we do here in Kansas City, right? Parades and rallies and whatever it is, everybody meets at Union Station. Imagine if the dopes back in the day would have torn Union Station down, how that would have drastically changed our city and our town, because that is a beautiful, beautiful building. You don't get things built like that anymore anywhere. And like, if a tornado ripped through town, that thing would still be standing. That's how secure Union Station is. So I think Union Station is the most iconic building that we have. The next one that you always see are the things on top of Bartle Hall, the spirals and all of those things. I think that is a very iconic building here in Kansas City. And the third building that I think is very iconic, and I don't know what the name of it is, but it's the tower on the plaza. Every time they show a game, they show the plaza. You see that, you see that clock tower, if you will, right there by the Cheesecake Factory. You see that. I think that's very iconic, and that screams Kansas City as well.
I think you could also throw up the Western Auto since they relit the sign.
Since they relit the sign, absolutely.
I remember I went down there the night they lit the sign back up. That was cool. I just drove by it because it's just down 71, just Broussard Watkins Drive. You can go that straight to Lee Summit. And I drove by that and, drove, hit the loop back on I-70, saw it, went home, and I was like, that was cool.
It's cool, man. It really is. Yeah, I was glad they turned that thing back on. But like I said, I love our skyline, man. I love going up to the Scout and just looking, or even up to the Liberty Memorial and just, kind of one of those, Venn moments, if you will. Mm-hmm. You just stand up there, kind of take it all in, and like, damn, this is a beautiful effing city that we live in, and there's so many great buildings down there that just pop, man. It's beautiful, man. Kansas City's got beautiful skyline.
Can we steal a city logo from, like, or slogan from, like, Reno? The biggest little city.
The biggest little city in the world.
Like, why can't Kansas City be that now?
I think we're bigger than Reno, though.
Well, obviously, but like, you still, people like, oh, Kansas City, what? And you're like, oh yeah, Mahomes. You're like, yeah, well, there's more than that. Like, there'll be a, Mahomes statue. You could build a skyline of Mahomes if you wanted to right now. But yeah, I think maybe we missed one. I don't know. I mean, Nelson Art, the Shuttlecock, World War One Museum, Union Station's one, Western Auto. You mentioned the clock down in the plaza.
Right.
Or the plaza. And maybe I'm missing 1-913-586-7965.
Yeah.
But I think
we're not real sure if the text line is working today. Let us know if it's working. I've tried to text it, nothing's coming through.
So. We got a couple new ones. The Batman building. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
The Hereford Bull.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We drove down there for the Hy-Vee Arena to do the Madden tournament.
Right.
Somebody got mowed that lawn, man. There was just so much grass above those like bulls that are like ironed in. I was like, man, when are we going to mow this? Like we're losing, unless that's what they're wanting to
Maybe
do.
Maybe they want to do it that
I don't
way,
know, but you can barely see them. The other
Wait,
one
are you talking about the bull like that's up top on the pedestal as you're going like 35 north? That, is that the Hereford Bull they're talking
maybe.
About?
I don't know.
That's a building though.
What about the building that has like the tip that lights up? What's that building? It's actually the AT&T
KCP&L building.
That one's
cool. That is
like,
cool
the
too.
The top like changes colors.
Yeah.
Looks like my diffuser.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The sewer plant off of 435 is not an iconic building, though. No. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But no, 816-DAY, 913-586-7965. What are the most iconic KC buildings? We already did the most iconic KC foods. Just a good day to celebrate the city that I am from.
Is the Caddyshack a good iconic building? I don't know. Is that... No.
Not a building, but cool. Yeah. The bridge?
The bridge. Somebody hit it again yet this week?
Yep.
How stupid are people?
Yep.
That's a rhetorical question.
The Independence Avenue Bridge.
Yeah.
Arrowhead and Kauffman are iconic buildings that people want to tear down?
That's correct. They need to be torn down. It's time to move on. Let it go, sir. Let it go. Because in about 6 weeks, I'm hearing things could get moving real fast with at least the Chiefs side of things. So...
And you know if we hear
and
anything.
The royal side of stuff is I hear a lot of posturing going on by Mayor L. So I don't know about that, but I've been told. I actually got a phone call yesterday about it. The Royals are telling people they're not talking about anything until October is over, which I appreciate. I like that, but
focus on the playoff run.
Yeah, like Mayor L is peddling this like Washington Square Park spot for the game. Mm-hmm. I'm out on that. We're not tearing up a park to build a baseball stadium. Find a new location. East Village is just fine. Let's go there.
Fesco in the morning, not anymore. Fesco and Dusty currently on 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
How do we miss the Kauffman Center? That is a beautiful building coming in from the 816. Yeah, you're right. It isn't, but it's not as new as you think anymore.
Is it more iconic than Nelson Art World War I or Union Station?
I don't know. Okay. Let's just look at what they start featuring on the beginning of football games because I think that kind of tells you what it is, right?
Speaking of iconic, the 35, the mad dash, the smile, the hits,
the hair.
The Haas, he'll join us at 7:20 on the other side on Fesco and Dusty.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Missouri athletics. 96.5, The Fan.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5, The Fan, your home for sports in Kansas City. Damn glad to have you on a Friday. Beautiful Friday.
Little Fri-yay action going on. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I said, when are you going on to, you know, your next journey or wherever she was headed to? And she goes, Friday. I'm like, see, it's catching on. It is catching on.
That's right. Speaking of catching on, Royals legend, number 35, number one in your hearts from about 2013 to 2017, Eric Cosmer. How are things going for you, my guy?
Everything's going great. Kansas City, Royals looking good. They're playing some meaningful baseball here down the stretch. So life is good on the Hosmer end.
Yeah, and it's good at the Kansas City end too, man. Like, I don't think many of us thought that the Royals would be in this position challenging for a playoff spot. Knew they'd be better, but man, here they are. It's this late in the season challenging for a playoff spot. What are you liking out of this ball club this year?
Man, I like everything about this team. You really do. When you look at the team, especially in the beginning of the year, like you were saying, you know, we knew Bobby Witt Jr., we knew Salvi, we had some position players that were ready to go, but, I mean, Seth Lugo, what he's done, Cole Reagans has been, in my opinion, one of the best pitchers in baseball. His stuff is nasty. I watched him in Minnesota the other day, and you really can't tell the difference between that fastball and changeup, and the fastball is at 99, so they've been exciting to watch. Their pitching will take them as far as they need to go. Definitely would like to see someone in that bullpen step up for him, and I feel like that'll really complete their whole team.
Do you have Wade Davis's number that you can slip to me and I can give it to JJ and maybe we can get him out of retirement?
Man, I don't know if you saw him. I don't know if you guys saw Greg Holland in that reunion, but those guys are in some great shape, and there's no doubt in my mind they can go out there and get you three out. So I would definitely hit their lineup.
Yeah, that reunion was all.
felt like I was at like a WWE Raw event, the way the smoke was coming out, you guys coming out of the crowd and everything like that. And been watching a lot of your Digging Deep podcast with all the guys on there, Paul Rudd, obviously you and Peter Moreland. Where did that whole thing kind of start from? Where did the idea go with the Digging Deep podcast?
Yeah, appreciate you guys checking it out. So yeah. The idea kind of started with Anthony Saratelli and I and Mike Moustakas. Everybody knows Moose. And Saratelli obviously was with the Royals in the minor league system for 10-plus years. So we all know how close that group was coming up and when the Royals minor league system back in 2008-09 was super strong. So we've always had the idea of finding ways to give back and continue to give back to the game and kind of help anybody we can. And we've always had some younger guys we played with, especially me and Moose, that we'd keep in contact with, and we wanted to kind of extend that list and reach out to some kids that are some people that couldn't have our contact and just to log on to YouTube and check that out. So we've been able to really dig deep into some stories. We've really hit home on the youth side, helping out some youth coaches, some youth parents. So we're enjoying it. Feels like we're still doing something. We're still involved in the game in some way, and it's been a lot of fun for all of us.
Well, and that's the big thing too, Eric. I mean, as we're sitting here talking about this edition of the Royals team, I mean, it was 10 freaking years ago that you guys made that first World Series run. 9 years ago, you win the World Series, and now here we are talking to, like, old men, telling stories. We had Lefevre on the other day, and he was talking about the last half inning of winning the World Series and what that was like from him and Denny's perspective, and now we're kind of sitting here talking about all that kind of stuff. Can you believe it's been that long, but it's also gone that fast?
No, you hit that on the head. You really did. It's so crazy. You know, the first time that I got to go back to Kansas City was when I got traded over to Boston, and I was just kind of in and out, night game, day game, get out of there. Everything was kind of happening all crazy. You know, I didn't really get to hang out or get to see anybody in Kansas City. So going back for the reunion and twice this May was awesome. And to see the plaza, to see, like, the restaurants in different locations, I'm like, man, where did the time go? And then to see the airport as well, the airport is unbelievable. And, man, I got to baggage claim, got my bag within 2 minutes. I couldn't believe it. So it's amazing how much Kansas City has changed. And, you know, you win a couple Super Bowls and you got a couple superstars on that team, that'll do some good things for the city. So I love it.
Talking to Eric Hosmer here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Eric, I want to bring this up because Vern, who's probably one of my big dudes here at the station, always brings up a story about, we talked to Lefevre yesterday about his moments of the World Series. When Gordo hits that home run 10 years ago, there's a shot of you or 9 years ago, absolutely just losing it, like looking down the ground, gripping your fists, and just pure, like relief. Can you kind of go over that moment again? Because I know the inning before or something like that, there was a misplay at first, and then Gordo hits that home run. He hits the finger up in the air. The crowd goes nuts. And then there's just you and, like, the Salvador Perez catcher stance just losing your mind.
Yeah, I mean, obviously everyone knows the story in 14. We come within three outs, the win and the whole thing. And then 15, we rolled through the whole entire season, rolled through the playoffs. Houston gave us a tough match. But then we get to the World Series, and, all right, we're back. We're back on the stage. You know, we're not letting it slip this time. And game one was such a good game. And, you know, there was a high chopper. I'll never forget it at first base. And I did a little stutter step and trying to get the big hop. And that little stutter step caused the in-between hop, and I missed it. And, you know, the game would have been on me if we didn't win that game. So Gordo hitting the home run right there. Familia tried to do a quick pitch. I'll never forget this. And Gordo hit it over center field. I'm getting goosebumps explaining it now. But, I mean, I just looked at Gordo and thanked him, gave him a big hug because he bailed me out. And that was kind of the storyline of what Gordo had done for me up until that point for my whole career because, you know, I'll never forget Gordo. When he was rehabbing 1 year in 2009, we went to the airport together. We were both going to Myrtle Beach to open up in Wilmington, and he upgraded my flight to regular class to first class, and he just always looked out for me. And obviously, this was a way different way, but, man, Gordo was there to save me on that one, and I could never thank him enough for that.
I mean, that's an awesome story because I'm picturing it in my mind of you standing there, I guess, on that warning track right in front of the dugout. Like, everybody saw that and went, oh, my God, Eric Hosmer is the most relieved man in the history of the world right now.
Absolutely, man. That would have been a tough way to be remembered in history. So, luckily, Gordo bailed me out of that, and we can just remember the mad dash, and hopefully not too many people remember that era at first base.
Oh, man, that mad dash, too. I mean, you know, thinking about that and watching that play over and over again. I think the best part about that play, though, Eric, and I'm sure you didn't see it, obviously, when it was going on, but, like, all the Met fans that were, like, dead in the front five rows of that stadium, you look at the picture, like, days later, and the depressed look on all of their faces, that's got to feel great as an athlete to shut up an entire crowd like that.
Man, especially New York City, right? I remember that last inning when Wade was on the mound and we were up by five waiting to get that last third out, and it just seemed like Kansas City had taken over the whole entire baseball world right there in New York City. Everyone's leaving the stadium, and you see two sections, one family section and then one friend section that was probably the furthest spot in left field away from home plate, the top left corner of the stadium. And both areas just stood up, started chanting, "Let's go Royals," and man, what a feeling that was. It just, we took over the baseball world there for a hot second.
And you really, you know, you guys, and I say this to everybody who will listen and pay attention, you guys set the groundwork for not only changing baseball in Kansas City, you guys changed the entire mindset of this town, too.
I love that. I really do. And trust me, the football team, what they've done is incredible. But that 2014 run, it was the beginning of that. And then I remember a couple years after when the playoffs were going to the Chiefs Kingdom, and I just kept telling my buddies all around Florida, I'm like, man, if this game is in Kansas City, you do not understand how these fans operate. You do not understand that environment that will take place there. So been watching those guys on their whole run, and man, what an incredible run they've been on. And I was telling somebody while we were in Kansas City, it's fun because Patrick Mahomes is going to be essentially the Michael Jordan to my son Jack, that he's going to be that athlete that was the best athlete of all time, the guy that won all the championships and did everything the right way. So I love everything about it. I really do.
Yeah, you mentioned Little Haas. What's he think of Bobby Witt Jr.?
It's his favorite player. He just doesn't know it yet. He's Little Haas, I'm trying to get him into baseball right now. He just wants to climb everything, jump off things. He's into trucks and tractors and all that, but he will know all about Bobby Witt Jr. when he's ready for it, that's for sure.
At what age does he get the Hosmer haircut?
I tell you what, he might get that Bobby Witt mullet now. Hey. I'm all in on this guy, as you can tell.
Yeah.
I'm excited for him to be out there next year, and I really do hope that he can comprehend a little bit and just notice what's going on during that 2015 reunion.
Well, you know, Bobby has been such an unbelievable athlete. I mean, like, he's approaching, like, George Brett status already. I know it's early in his career, but even George is like, fine, take it over. Like, when he said to you guys in 15, you guys are the best team now. You can take this and run with it. I mean, from a guy who played the game, watching somebody dominate like that, you just sit back in awe and go, oh, my God, like, I was good, but this guy's different level. I mean, this guy's all World Hall of Famer already.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't – it's a lot of the former guys, we have our chat, we can't even compare ourselves to him because what he's doing is just on another level. It really is. I mean, he runs the bases. He can make a play at shortstop to win a game. He's got the baseball IQ. He's got the tools. He's got the IQ off the field. Everything about Bobby Witt Jr., I mean, yeah, we went out and J.J. gave him $300-something million, but when you're talking about a safe investment, you could not sleep more comfortable at night knowing you gave that guy that money because he's going to be right there ready to go every single day. He's going to lead by example and have those guys around him ready to go. So I love the fact that Bobby Witt Jr. is the guy there for at least the next 10, 15, whatever that deal was, however many years it was.
Talking here with Eric Hosmer, the Royal legend here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Let's just cut to it, Haas. Your team in 2015, this team in 2024, who takes the win?
Yeah, we'll win, no doubt. Listen, I love these guys. They're not going to beat us, and our bullpen was just lights out. I tell you what we're doing, though. We're not giving Bobby Witt a pitch to hit. Salvi, man, we're going to have to figure out a way to get him, but I'll put up our 2015 team against anybody, and that's with all due respect. You guys know that.
Yeah, but you know what? I do it as well because it was something about that team, Eric, and I, you know, we were all there at that time and involved, and you would know his bandage project, and so we were able to have that relationship and all that kind of stuff that you guys did, you know, with the city and all that kind of stuff. Like, you allowed us to all be part of that team, and I don't know if that's ever happened in sports before the way it did here in Kansas City.
No, it was so unique. It was such a special bond out there. I mean, from everything that we did to celebrating off the field with the fans, you know, doing the McFadden's deal, having a couple drinks, and it was incredible because we were in awe of the moment. You know, what we're doing on a worldwide stage, making it to the Major League playoffs, the Major League World Series, and then it was like that same level of excitement for the fans. So it was just the best time of our lives. And like you said, that 2014, I feel like everyone felt bad for Kansas City and was hoping we did well. And it's at the point now where people are sick and tired of seeing Kansas City on that main stage, and I know all of us and all of you guys in Kansas City are loving it.
Yeah, do you get that feeling from people like, all right, enough of Kansas City. You guys have dominated the sports world now for the last 10 years.
Hey, I tell you what, I have a whole new appreciation for it because I know our run, it was the 2 years. We were in the World Series back-to-back, and then after that, it's been hard to get back to the playoffs. So I really am in awe of what they're doing, how they go to the Super Bowl year in and year out, AFC Championship pretty much every year. I mean, for all that to happen, you need so much to go right. So much has to – luck has to be behind your side, all that type of stuff. So for them to be doing that truly is an amazing accomplishment, and I'm enjoying every piece of that ride.
How's food-wise, what do you miss most about Kansas City?
Oh, man, I tell you what, I miss Meat Mitch's barbecue. Meat Mitch, he would always be in there with George, especially on some Sunday day games, and he would always bring some barbecue in, his wings, all that. So speaking of that airport, when I was walking to baggage claim, I saw the Meat Mitch right there, the restaurant, stopped and got some of that before my flight out. So that is one thing I miss about KC. The food out there is second to none.
Well, I know KC misses having you around, so when you're ready to move back, we can find you a house, and we'll get you all settled back here in Kansas City. So we appreciate the time today, Eric. I know we're excited with the launch of the new radio station, being on FM now. It's a lot of fun for everybody, but it's always fun to, you know, to do nostalgia and catch up and talk about what seemed like yesterday, now going on 10 years, my friend.
Absolutely. 96.5, The Fan. Good for you guys. Congratulations, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Yeah.
You got it, my friend. Take care.
That was Eric Hosmer right there for you.
There it is, baby. Love it. Huh?
Love it.
A little Haas action going on.
Well, 816 day. Gave us a nice little plug there. 96.5, The Fan.
Gotta love it, right?
Fan of the show.
Love Eric Hosmer. He's one of my favorites, you know, to cover over the years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just because he got it, you know? There's no athletes that get it. Eric Hosmer got it as an athlete and what it took to be successful and what it took to be a fan favorite. And he was the leader of that team. I mean, there is no question who the captain of that team was back in 2014 and 2015. Eric Hosmer was the consummate leader of that clubhouse, and hopefully we'll be hearing Eric Hosmer more here on 96.5 The Fan moving forward as this Royals team, you know, tries to chase down a postseason berth. We asked him about Wade Davis, right? Can he get Wade Davis here? That's really what this ball club is lacking right now, Dusty. They're really good from an offensive standpoint. I know some of the guys kind of ebb and flow, but that's baseball, as they like to say. You know, guys are going to go through slumps. Good to see Vinny break out of his. And we'll see Hunter Renfrow hopefully, you know, break out of his slump a little bit. But from an offensive standpoint, they find ways to score runs and scratch and claw. They're starting pitching. I'll put up with anybody in baseball right now. But for me, the one thing that is holding them back is that bullpen. And if they had Wade Davis on this team, they probably would be in first place in the American League Central. And I don't think that's a hyperbolic comment at all, because you think about how many games just recently that they lost because of the bullpen, right? How many games they lost in the last week because of the bullpen not being able to get the job done. And so they, if you were to move this team into 2025, And I know it doesn't work this way, but keep everybody intact and then just overhaul the bullpen like the Chiefs overhauled the defensive line or the offensive line or the entire defense when they lost in the playoffs, or getting Carl Loftus as an edge rusher when they couldn't get to, you know, Cincinnati's quarterback in the AFC Championship game. If the Royals take that Chiefs mindset approach going into next season, then I think you fix what's wrong. Now, you have to hope Lugo and Waka and all these guys that are having career years are able to duplicate that next year. But I still think, like, going into this offseason, if you shore up that bullpen, you're going to go far next year, because that's the only thing right now on this team that's lacking.
Yeah, I think that we can dive back into Hosmer and his, you know, his legacy in Kansas City. There was so much about him, and as we bring up Hosmer on the show, because we're launching this new station, 96.5 The Fan, plus 816 day, and Hosmer did so much for the city of Kansas City. Yeah. I think the best thing about it is that, like, Gerard, I think Vern always used to tell me this, is that Gerard Dyson was the voice of the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just happened to be that there was just one day where he looked over at Hosmer and said, you know what, you do it. And I think that to take a song of Bruce Springsteen to make this relevant, the ties that bind, when it comes to Eric Hosmer, speaks fluent Spanish, speaks fluent English.
Yep.
That's the perfect combination in a major league clubhouse, right? Like, and it's like that. You've been in that locker room. I've been in the locker room. You know how it's one side's the Hispanic players, the other side's the English-speaking players.
It's very kind of segregated, and Haas blended all that together.
And it's not necessarily in a bad way. No. It's just that, like, some guys don't speak English or fluent English. So, like, when you have a guy that can, like, you know, ties the binds, as I say in the Bruce Springsteen song, you put that together, plus you put in a guy who is respected throughout the league, respected in the city. And I always go back to Vern when it comes to baseball knowledge. And when they released him in San Diego, that ruined that team.
It did.
I don't know if anybody else dives that deep into baseball, but when they put that team together, when he signed with the San Diego Padres and got that contract, and it was he, Machado, and all those guys, Soto was on that team too, and they got rid of Hosmer, that really kind of really ended that team. And since Hosmer was gone,
And Gordon kind of stepped up, but Gordon wasn't really your rah-rah guy. Also, what a great piece of information we got from Hosmer on that about how great of a guy Gordon was. When we talk about the home run that he hit to cover his ass for making that error, which is baseball 101. You have a gold glove first baseman who's just as clean as a vacuum over there, and then all of a sudden one of the biggest games of the year.
I don't know that I've ever seen an athlete let out a sigh of relief like Eric Hosmer did when Alex Gordon hit that home run.
One of the greatest. One of the greatest. Like, because that's the thing I always remember is that, you know, you see that home run and, you know, you hear Lefevre talk about it, you hear Vern talk about it, and it's like, yeah, the home run's great and the finger point to the crowd's great, and it'll always be the biggest memory we'll have of Alex Gordon. But if you just pan the camera over to the right, and like I said, you see Hosmer down in that three-point stance almost, and he's just like, okay, that's a weight of an entire universe lifted off your shoulder.
Right.
And that just shows you that everybody, even if they're athletes or presidents or politicians or your friends, everybody's human, and you can see that in certain moments. And when you see the relief the exoneration of Eric Hosmer in that moment, you're like, you know what? I felt that too. Cause I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, you know, when a guy who doesn't normally make mistakes makes one, we always have the mentality of, it's all right. Like nowadays, if Travis Kelce drops a pass, you're like, well, that's odd. Mm-hmm. Now, 10 years ago, Travis Kelce would always get flagged for, like, oh, he drops big catches.
I talked a lot about it. People are like, you said Travis. He wasn't doing the good things early in his career, and he turned it around. It's great.
So you take that, and nowadays if Travis drops a pass, you're like, because I remember the last one that was big was against the Indianapolis Colts 2 years ago, and they lost that game to him whenever Chris Jones, he dropped a touchdown pass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where it's like, damn, normally don't see that. Yeah. That's weird. All right. Now we need somebody to pick him up. It didn't happen, unfortunately, but like,
well, it did, but the referees got involved.
Right. Yeah. Still want to know what he called Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Right.
Or what he said to Matt Ryan. And that's the thing that's cool is that even 9 years later, Eric Hosmer can paint that picture, that moment, that feeling, that emotion, all like it happened yesterday. And like, we were listening to Lefevre give that great story about how he made the final call. We were sitting here, goosebumps all over our bodies going, I remember that call.
Yeah.
World Series champions, Royals, you're the World Series champion. I mean, I can still remember when Mitch said the highest summit. I still remember that because, I mean, you know, we all black out watching sporting events, especially when they're at that level. But there's certain things you remember, and I will always remember that home run, but I'll remember more importantly the moment Hosmer had when he saw that home run get hit. Yeah. It's like one of those, you saved my ass.
He did. And you know, it's one of those moments, too, where you know it means as much to them as it does to the fans. Because a lot of times in sports, it means more to the fans than it does to the athletes. But that 2014-2015 team, it really meant a lot for those guys. And they overcame a lot, especially in 2015. I mean, obviously Houston, and then, you know, the game one could have gone either way, and they end up winning that thing with the big home run and whatnot. So it was just a 2 year span of just great moments that those guys gave to us, and moments that'll never be able to be matched. I mean, it's just magical thinking back about those times and talking to those guys, because they were so intertwined in the community too. You didn't go to an event in Kansas City in 2014 and 2015 where there wasn't somebody from that team hanging out and trying to raise money for a charity or, you know, having a good time. Like, they bought into Kansas City and they allowed us to be part of that team. And you don't see that a lot in sports where that relationship happens, where people in the city believe, hey, we're part of this as well. And the team's like, yeah, you are. You're a big reason for what we're doing right now. So I just will always love that relationship that the city had with the Royals in that time. And Eric Hosmer was really, truly a big part of that. And, you know, we'll go down as one of the greats of Royals franchise history. And I'd love him to come back and, you know, one day maybe be a general manager here in Kansas City, or maybe be the manager someday in Kansas City. I mean, you listen to Eric Hosmer, that guy's got his pulse on everything that's going on in baseball. He is an unbelievably intelligent human being, and he's, and you mentioned it earlier, everybody loves him. Like, he is the best possible teammate that you could have, because when things were good, great. But when things were bad, Eric Hosmer was always in there answering the questions. Eric Hosmer was always in there kind of, you know, taking the deflections for his teammates. That's what a leader does, man. That's Eric Hosmer in a nutshell.
No doubt about it. Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Somebody that Fesco does not like is doing something that we all should jump in and be all in on. We'll explain next on 96.5 The Fan. This is Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5.
Uh-oh.
Those are words.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh, my bad.
It's okay. Don't tell the boss. He's not up yet. Shout out to Cody Tapp's son. Happy 6th birthday to Desmond.
Oh, I had to do my due diligence. Really? Yeah.
Cody's boy, 6 years old today.
How about that?
And his co-host turned 7.
That's right.
Because he eats like a 7-year-old. No, I love those guys.
Alex eats worse than my children.
Oh, yeah. Nah, it's good. It's good. No. Yeah. So happy birthday, Desmond Tapp.
That's cool, man.
That's also a great name. I just thought of Desmond Tapp.
That's awesome.
That dude's going to be like a lawyer.
Yeah.
Desmond Tapp and Associates, 913-335-55 Law Firm.
Yeah, that's it right there. You already got the number ready for him to go. Well,
Desmond, if you need a future accountant, let me know.
You think Cody's going to get him a nice cheesecake from Hy-Vee for his birthday today? Because that's what you got to do. You get your Chiefs-themed birthday cakes at Hy-Vee. We got opening day coming up. He needs to go get him his Chiefs cake at Hy-Vee with the logo on it. Get him some Chiefs cookies and get him some Chiefs gear. Go to Hy-Vee. Get all that taken care of, Cody. That's the way you do a birthday the right way, my friend.
I want to get into Kevin Durant and Wembanyama here in a second. I also want to bring up the text line.
Okay.
Somebody says, I have an autographed photo of that picture with the finger pointing of Gordon in the air and Hosmer going crazy. It is the best picture ever.
I've actually have the same one.
Isn't it awesome?
It is. Yeah, it's special, man. It really is. We were talking about like for 816 Day, the iconic buildings in Kansas City. That's an iconic sports photo. That's right up there with Len Dawson burning a dart on a chair like at halftime of the Super Bowl, right? Like I think the Len Dawson burning a dart is probably the most iconic sports photo in Kansas City sports history, right? I don't think anybody would argue that one. I mean, how often do you see a quarterback smoking at halftime of the Super Bowl? The other iconic one is, and it's not real, obviously, though, but is DT walking off with Patrick Mahomes. Like, that just gives you goosebumps looking at that. Well, that's a special photo as well. And then that one right there, I think that's the most iconic Royals photo, and I know Kurt Nelson of the Royals Hall of Fame would probably correct me if I'm missing something, but that photo of Gordo with the one finger up in the air, I think that's the most iconic Royals picture of all time.
Over Brett hugging Saberhagen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Or the Hosmer dash slide?
Yeah. That Alex Gordon one is a special photo, man. Like that, because if Alex doesn't hit that home run, maybe we don't have the mad dash home, right? I just think that one's a very special one. And recency bias, maybe.
Sure.
I mean, Brett, you know, with the hug in 85 is really good, too. But, man, that Alex Gordon run, and I know George has said, let the 15 team take the mantle now, right? Like, I just love that picture. And you can all see it. And I think probably Dusty, why it resonates more is because, again, recency bias, but like either you were there, you said you were there, or you watched it on TV, right?
Watched it on TV.
We all can picture it and close our eyes right now of Alex Gordon rounding first with the number one finger up in the air. It's beautiful, man.
Mac, why don't you lead this topic? Because this has got your name written all over it. 1v1, Kevin Durant versus Victor Wembanyama in San Antonio. You love this.
This screams brioche, baby. Yeah, he's going back. KD going back to Austin, going to play in front of his college fans against the new face of the league, Victor Wembanyama. This should happen more in the NBA. I mean, the NBA is trying to get younger people to like it more, trying to get more fans, trying to grow its game. We saw
the
Olympics.
Does anybody like old people anymore? Like the baseball's trying to get younger. Now the NBA's trying to. I thought the NBA was a young person sport.
I mean, it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, I know I'm young and I like it. I don't know if other young people like the NBA. I don't know if people in Texas do. I know people here in KC, it's sometimes hit or miss.
Yeah, I think it's either you love it or you hate it here in Kansas City. If you had a team, everybody would probably
be. But imagine if Kevin Durant or Wembanyama or LeBron James won 2 games a year, came to the T-Mobile Center.
Well, they used to do that in the preseason, right? But then the guys would sit out and it's not that big a thing, and nobody wants a preseason game.
No, I want a TNT Thursday or Wednesday night primetime game. And this is what they're going to do here in Austin, KD versus Wemby. I think this is going to be fantastic.
I think I love when, you know, you do like games. Is it a regular season game, did you say?
This is.
It is a regular season game. Okay, because San Antonio is, I guess, playing a few games in Austin as they try to grow that market towards being their market. There were some rumors in the past that the Spurs may move to Austin because some of the new ownership of that franchise is from that area. And so there were some conversations of that, but they're trying to capture the Austin market and make that their own. So they are sacrificing a couple of home games to do that. I think it is smart.
I do when you're trying to grow something like that. I don't know that I want to see, you know, the Chiefs try to grow the St. Louis market like when Mayor L was the councilman for a few years before he became mayor. He suggested the Chiefs play one home game a year in St. Louis. I think that's ridiculous. It was one of the worst ideas ever. And I don't think the NFL should do that. But I think with the NBA and Major League Baseball, when you have 40 home games, and even hockey, you got 40 home games, exactly. 41 home games. Baseball, you have 81 home games or whatever it is. There's no reason you can't play a three-game series or a two-game series somewhere else to kind of grow the game. And I think baseball's done a nice job with that. The Royals played in Omaha for a couple of games, and you're not really losing much in your home market. I mean, it's two games of 81 or two of 42 or something like that. I like it from a football standpoint. Nah, unless you're going to use the 17th game as a rotator for everybody. But I think right now with where football is, you don't need to really expand and go, oh, let's go to Norman and play a game to try to get an Oklahoma crowd, you know? Right.
And you mess with stadium sizes too in college football and in the NFL, the discrepancies. I feel like basketball, it's so much easier. I mean, college stadiums, they're the same size as NBA stadiums. Some are even bigger. You're
so
not gonna
most
have a huge
are bigger,
issue.
Yeah, right.
But not like college where you got Neyland, 102,000 people.
Oh, you're talking from a basketball standpoint.
From a basketball standpoint, yeah. You're talking, what, a couple thousand seats?
Most football stadiums in the college now are double like what
exactly.
It is. Like people think Arrowhead's big at 76,000. Tennessee's over 100. The Big House, the Horseshoe, the Rose Bowl, College Station. Like all these places like dwarf it like that. And I do think like the 17th game could be cool if you rotated it on college campuses, but they've got the international thing that they're doing right now with the NFL. So that's cool too.
Yeah. Did you see they're doing a baseball game? The Braves and somebody are playing at
Bristol.
Yeah. Bristol. That's cool.
So
they showed the photo and I was like, someone's going to hit one out of the stadium. Like, cause the left field shot, you could hit it like a moon ball out of the racetrack.
It's cool. I like when they do things like that. Like people don't realize how big the Kansas Speedway is. You could fit Arrowhead and Kauffman on the infield of Kansas Speedway just fine. Like that's how big a football print it is.
One of them might be right next to it.
And yeah, exactly. Soon. Maybe the next 6 weeks we'll know. But I think I think it would be cool to see the Royals play at the Speedway too. Like I think like I love stuff like that.
That'd be
like
awesome.
When you just do different things like the Field of Dreams game and the one they did this year down in Alabama in Birmingham to celebrate the Negro Leagues baseball. Like I love that kind of stuff. That kind of stuff is really cool. And playing on the racetrack in Bristol, they played a football game there a few years ago. If I'm not did Tennessee play
played
in that
Virginia
game?
Tech, I believe.
Yeah, in the infield.
And then the hockey at the Bronx Stadium was cool. Yeah, or in the Big House. Yeah. All that sort of thing.
The outdoor hockey, they kind of started the ball rolling on that.
Two things to get to before we go to break on this topic. One, from the 816, middle school boys have been captured by the NBA. I can attest to this. My buddy Will took his son to Dallas to go see Luka Doncic because that's who his like favorite athlete is.
The only problem with that is, though, when you make those trips, you better hope the stars are playing.
Fair, and that's why there's the angry fans of the, you know, obviously the load management. The other thing I would say, if you want to do
but you also kind of know that going in. You
right.
Know?
The other thing I would say about the NBA, which would be fun, where you have this one-on-one with its Durant versus Wembanyama. The other one I would say is, instead of the mid-season tournament team-wise, do NBA Jam. Take two players from each team and have a tournament, like a round-robin, one and done, and have two players versus two players and do NBA Jam-style basketball.
Would the flame come out of the basketball?
Sick. Is it the shoes? But I don't know. You know, you get LeBron James and Anthony Davis versus Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
That's awesome, right? Yeah. That'd be great. That'd
be
so fun.
Do you do that
on
full court or do you do that on half court?
No, they play full court NBA Jam.
Right.
Yeah.
And
or you can do half court.
Put that in Allen Fieldhouse. Yeah. Let's go.
That'd be awesome. NBA Jam is your midseason tournament.
How long of the game would it last? Like, how will you go to 21? Or do you have a time
rules? Yeah, maybe 11.
Right. 11?
Yeah, 11 ones and twos.
So would you do like the best of three, or you would do like multiple matchups day?
One and done.
One and done.
Because it's got to be
so it would be one tournament, one place, big deal.
Goodbye.
Or you could do half court and have two games going on at the same time. How cool would that be, right?
You just got to watch out for loose balls.
You
got to
watch out for that a lot.
Bobby Witt Jr., Ayla De La Cruz, tonight in Cincinnati. We come up with what two athletes would you like to see go head-to-head? Doesn't matter if they play for the same team or opposite teams. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. This is Fesco and Dusty on your new home for sports radio in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.